You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live, if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Here ends the reading. It's certainly worth continuing in 1 Thessalonians for another day, as we hear Paul continuing to struggle with his forced separation from the new converts to Christianity in Thessalonica. Paul's concern was that these afflictions might move these young Christians to forsake their faith and doubt the Lord Jesus. If this is what happens to followers of Jesus, they might ask, who wants to be a Christian? So Paul sent Timothy to check up on them, to exhort them in their faith, and to learn about their faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted them and their labor would be in vain. As Timothy returned, he brought good news of the faith and love of the Thessalonians, and Paul was reassured and comforted, for they were standing fast in the Lord. In light of the months of forced distance and separation mentioned in yesterday's devotion, it's clear that many of us worry that during the pandemic, the tempter is tempting the followers of Jesus, and there will be some whose faith will be challenged and weakened. When forced into isolation by a pandemic, when finally life returns to some sense of normalcy, will the faithful remain faithful and return to worship within the body of Christ? Our prayer is that in spite of trial and tribulation and the tempting of the tempter, you will stand fast in the Lord, remain firm in faith, increasing and abounding in love for one and for all, as we do for you. Please join me in prayer. God, our Father and our Lord Jesus, make us increase and abound in love for one another and for you. Amen. A suggested Advent action today: do a little research to learn about Francis Xavier, a missionary who served in India and Asia because of his love for all God's children.
thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.